Welcome back, everybody. Sorry for our short little hiatus. Today is the 27th day of Tammuz. This would have been the bat mitzvah of a little girl named Alta Shula Bas Rav Yosef Yitzchak. Today, unfortunately, she's not having a bat mitzvah. She's in Gan Eden, so I'm going to dedicate this class to her memory, as we did this morning's class. Now, we learned about the Har HaBayis, and we talked about the notion that it's 500 cubits by 500 cubits. This is important for us to keep in mind as we seek the holy geography, or where exactly was the Beis HaMikdash built. And I'm going to tell you that nobody knows. And the notion that there is a mosque, which was once the beginnings of a Byzantine church that failed, and then later Muslims built it as a mosque, a victory mosque, that is necessarily, the Mokim HaMikdash is necessarily not true. We just don't know. The Radvaz does say that stone seems to be Evan HaShasia, or the stone of the Holy of Holies. Here's the problem with all of the geographical theories. Here's the problem with it. Now, this has to be made clear. The Rambam does not give us measurements. The Mishnah and Midas does not give us measurements. So we would, in theory, have measurements from a certain wall up to the area of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam does give us approximations. However, the Rambam's approximations, and certainly the approximations of the Mishnah, as we have demonstrated, must be speaking about from the wall of Chamesh Meot Amma al Chamesh Meot Amma, that is, the 500 cubits by 500 cubits. The present wall that stands around the Har HaBayit, the extended, expanded, enlarged Har HaBayit, could almost certainly not be the wall we're talking about. Certainly not according to the Rambam. Incidentally, Josephus Flavius talks about the western wall, and he identifies four gates. The Rambam told us there was only one gate on the western side. This is a direct contradiction. The Rambam was aware of the writings of Joseph Flavius, to the best of my knowledge, and most of the Rishonim consider his writings to be somewhat accurate, if not very accurate, and that's like a glaring discrepancy. Four gates versus one gate. Of course, in Joseph Ben Gurion's favor, we actually found the remnants of those gates he described. At least one of those bridges that led to the Kohen Gadol's palace has actually been established, have been identified. And the simple solution is, the Rambam was talking about the wall around the actual Har HaBayit, which is Chamesh Meot Amma al Chamesh Meot Amma. The Har HaBayit of today is far, far larger than 500 cubits by 500 cubits, even if we are to use the most liberal estimate of a cubit, even if you took a cubit to 24 inches, which almost nobody is of that shita. The popular shita is that it's approximately 18 or a bit more inches. It doesn't work. So we already established that we don't know where the Har HaBayit itself is. We don't know where the real Har HaBayit is. Once we don't know where the real Har HaBayit is, even the contours that the Rambam was going to talk to us about don't help us. They don't give us any clarity. In the fifth chapter, in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, Ho'azara, the Azara. And I want to point out one more important detail. When people study this Halacha, they tend to think of the Beis HaMikdash as this enormous oblong structure, the football field kind of imagery. And that incorporates the Ezrat Nashim, which we have not yet talked about as well. And they assume that when the Rambam is going to tell us, for example, that the Azara was not in the middle of the Har HaBayit, that includes the woman's courtyard. That includes the outer courtyard, which made the Beit HaMikdash compound a very, very long rectangle structure. But we already established previously that when the Rambam talks about the Azara, he's talking specifically the area of scrimmage around the Holy and Holy of Holies, around the Heichal, around the Ulam. In the middle of that, approximately, was the Mizbeach. That's the Azara. That's the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Rambam tells us that the Azara, Lehoysom Mechuvenes Be'emza HaRabayis, that the Azara was not in the middle of the HaRabayis, he's not talking about the entire oblong structure. He's speaking about only a much less rectangular, much closer to a square, although albeit rectangle, back half of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says it was not in the middle of the HaRabayit. Problem. Where's the HaRabayit? Where did the 500 Amah begin and end? We don't know. We really don't know. It is impossible for anybody to say. So wherever the Har HaBayit was, we know that this structure called Azara, which is the Heichal, with the compound around it, was not in the middle of it. But it may be more to the middle of what's called today called Har HaBayit or not. Nobody can know with certainty. Now, it is true there are compelling theories, because it says there were the Beis HaMikdash was built, Kippin Agabi Kippin, we talked about this already, like these dome-like structures, so empty structures, at least two layers of Kippin Agabi Kippin, upon which the bedrock of, or the floor, the tabletop of the Beis HaMikdash platform is built. Now, we do say two things. Number one, there was actual bedrock, actual stone that was above ground in the Holy of Holies, and there was actual bedrock that the Mizbeach, which is an enormous structure, was built around. Because there's Mizbeach Adoma, you have to make a Mizbeach of earth, and that means that the Mizbeach was actually hugging or built on actual bedrock of the mountain. So the Dome of the Rock is a structure built around an enormous rock protruding from some kind of tabletop, from some kind of cover, which we might assume is built on Kippin Agabi Kippin. We could assume that. There is, to the west of the Dome of the Rock, there is a much smaller rock with a small cupola built over it, which does not get much attention. Now, according to Radak, and I believe the name of the Arizal also, he says in the actual Mokim HaMikdash where the Heichal was built, no structure will ever be built. So, if we are to say that the Dome of the Rock is the site of the Mizbeach, and there is compelling evidence for that, because Charles Warren purportedly found like holes near the bottom of this rock, and he poured in a profusion, a lot of red paint in there, and the red paint was later found to have emptied itself onto Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley, which is on the eastern side of the Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's compelling, because we know there was something called Shitin, as we've discussed already. There were these caverns or tunnels from which the various libations were poured, and they would empty into Nachal Kidron. So that does seem to be compelling. But again, it doesn't tell us with any kind of certainty. It's just a theory. Wherever the Har HaBayit was, and we don't know where it is, so we have to know that the Azara was not in the middle of that Har HaBayit. Ella, Rechoika Midoran, the Rambam says it was distant from the south of the Har HaBayit, Yosser Mikol Aruches. That means if you come to the south wall of the Har HaBayit, not today's southern wall, the actual 500 cubits or 500 cubits, the Beis HaMikdash was set in the most from the south. Was the biggest area of space was between the wall and the south, the wall on the south and the Beis HaMikdash. Kareiva l'mayir of Yosser, it was most set into the westerly area. The smallest amount of distance between that outer wall and the actual building of the Azara was towards the west. So now we know basically it was set into the northwest area of Chamesh Me'asama or Chamesh Me'asama. Beino ben Atzofin, between the actual structure of the Azara and the north wall of the 500 cubits, Yosser Mimasha Beino Ubein Hamayev, there was more space than between it and between the west. So we know it was closest to the west, a little more distant from the north. And here is the trick. Ubeino Ben Amizrach, between it and the eastern wall, Yosser Mimasha Beino Ben Atzofen, more space than between the Beis HaMikdash and the north wall. But stop for a moment. Most people tend to think that means the Beis HaMikdash with its extension, called the Ezes Nashim, we're going to learn about tomorrow. That's not the case. The Rambam here speaks specifically about Azara. So the Azara was set in, and in its initial area of scrimmage, it's closer to the west and set back from the north, but not nearly as much as from the east. However, with the Ezes Nashim and the extension built in the front, it may well have been longer. At any rate, my dear friends, all we do know is wherever the Chamesh Me'asama, Al Chamesh Me'asama, wherever the area of the actual Har HaBayit was, the Beis HaMikdash was not in the center of it, and it was set back towards the northwest. Exactly where the Beis HaMikdash is, nobody knows. And I'll add one more little detail before I say goodbye to you this evening, and that is that there is an enormous platform that Dome of the Rock is built on. That enormous platform doesn't add up to any size. It's not Chamesh Me'asama or Chamesh Me'asama. It's not the size of the Azara. It's not the size of the Ezes Nashim. We don't know what that size is. It's not a direct triangle either. It's like a built like a trapeze. It's kind of the southern and northern lines are parallel. However, they come to some kind of slant on the eastern or western side. We don't have any indication that the Beis HaMikdash was built in a trapeze style. So what is that platform? Nobody knows for sure. There is this theory out there that Bar Kokhba tried to build a third Beis HaMikdash. I personally find it very strange. Rama mentions nothing about it. And only the Rashash is the only one who thinks something about that, but he really has no basis. It's not mentioned in any Rishonim. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Chazal. So this just adds to the confusion what that surface actually is, nobody knows. And therefore, really, when it comes to the location, the holy geography, in the end, it's a mystery that we'll hopefully soon discover with the coming of Mashiach. B'mheira, will be Amenu. Amen.